somebody gets megged in Jamaica and something like that, everything stops. Everything running on the field, doing the most, and then everything starts back up. So you never want to get megged or get something flicked over your head.
Yeah. So it's a lot. It's a lot of hype.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to another episode of The Concrete Message. Today we have Brenton Griffiths from Reno 1868, former defender. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Brenton?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for finally having me up here.
Yeah, it took about 6 months of planning.
It took a little while, but
here.
He's so nervous that he forgot to mention me again.
No, I didn't forget to mention Pee-wee. The problem is everyone knows Pee-wee is by my side all the time.
He's on the right?
That's at all times?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
That's my main man.
I don't know about main man.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, don't even start with this. But let's get into it, bro. Where did you grow up playing? Kind of share that background.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, I'm from Spanish Town, Jamaica. Community in Spanish Town is called De La Vega City. Right, Spanish Town, first capital of Jamaica. But I grew up literally playing on the streets. Y'all introduced me to bola and think that I didn't really know much about the streets. But I grew up in the streets. I literally have like, there's a little marketplace. Like we play 3v3 on the concrete with a tiny, as small as, maybe a little bit taller than the cup. You hit that, you get a takeoff a team. And let me tell you, you be out there playing for hours.
Yeah.
You don't even think about food. You don't even think about showering until maybe it hits like 5 o'clock. Let me get this shower real quick so I can get dinner. But most of it was just playing ball outside barefooted.
Yeah.
It wasn't until we really needed soccer cleats, as they say. Yeah. It wasn't until we really needed that for like competitive competitions, but even in the competitive competitions, if we could take the cleats off, we would still take the cleats off and be out there barefooted. Because growing up, I always thought that I kicked the ball harder with no cleats on.
Yeah. Is it kind of what you explained is the spot that you guys would play was literally right across from your house, right?
Like, I literally can go on my patio and I see it. Yeah. I look straight ahead and
that's
I see
so
it.
That's so dope,
it's right there.
That's so dope.
Right? Even if you don't get the invite, all you got to do is peek out. You see people sitting on the wall because It's like caved in with like two openings, right? People sit on the wall waiting for their turn. Mm-hmm. So all you gotta do is people. If you see people on the wall, you know it's time to go up there before it gets too late. Cause if you get up there too late, it's gonna take you probably about an hour before you can even start playing.
Damn. So how, like when we went to play Sunday, like you liked the atmosphere?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
See, the only difference in Jamaica, it'd be more people.
Ah, okay.
It'd be more people.
Yeah. So you see that tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you see how somebody gets megged over here and everybody go, hey, somebody gets megged in Jamaica and something like that, everything stops. Everything running on the field, doing the most, and then everything starts back up. So you never want to get megged or get something flicked over your head.
Yeah. So it's a lot of hype.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hype.
Yeah.
A lot of hype. You always got your commentator over there.
Yeah.
There's another one over there, and then there's going to be a few coaches on the other side. Ask them if they ever played ball in their life. Never. Not once.
Yeah.
But they know more about the game than you think.
Damn. That sounds like Sean.
This guy.
Boom, boom. There you go.
It's all good.
Shots fired.
It's all good.
So, you say you grew up playing in the streets and whatnot. Like, when did you realize, like, I could do this professionally? Or this is something I want to do for the rest of my life and live off it, you know?
So, growing up, right, it was two major sports that, well, three. Track and field. Everybody did track and field. Cricket.
Bro, of course.
Football, right?
Usain Bolt. What are you talking about?
Right? and then football, right? Yeah. But then growing up, then kind of, all right, instead of having three, let's have two. Boom. Get cricket and football. It's going. About when, probably around the seventh grade, eighth grade, I was still playing for my community team, right? And I happened to meet this one dude, Junior Samuels, right? Happened to meet him. Mm-hmm. And he goes, with no invitation, he goes, show up to so-and-so. The bus is going to pick you up. You get on the bus, you don't say nothing. You just show up to training, right? Show up to the spot. I was the only person at this, getting picked up at that spot, right?
In Spanish Town, right?
Uh-huh, in Spanish Town. Right there by my community, right there. Get picked up. Everybody was welcoming. I literally got on the bus. Whoever was talking just kept on talking. We got to training. Did my thing. They go, come back tomorrow. Right? The owner wasn't there the first day I was there. So the second time I showed up, he was there. I did some good work. He goes, who's this? Who's this kid?
You gave him the swoosh, huh?
Yeah, he's like, who's this kid? They explained it. He still didn't know my name, right? They told him somebody, still didn't really know my name. This was like 13, so I'm leading. This is me leading up to making that decision that this is the way I really want to go.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, we're going to have a practice game. Show up at St. George's College. Well, you're going to get picked up. The game's going to be at St. George's College. Show up there. At this point, I was a center mid at this point. I was okay. Put me out there. When I tell you I played like I'd never played before.
Yeah.
After it's done and now everybody's like bigging me up. Yo, you did really good. Here comes the big boss. Brentford? So looking around, and everybody's laughing. And he goes, Brentford. Brentford.
Who's Brentford?
Who's Brentford? That ain't the name, you know?
It's Brenty.
Guess who starts laughing? Andre starts laughing.
Oh. Wait. Andre Campbell?
Starts laughing.
By the way, Andre's in here.
Whoa, what was that? We talked about Andre, and look what happened.
Andre starts laughing. Stand up. It's no way. At that point, it's no way me being 13, I could say, hey, that's not my name. Mm-mm. Because once, we call it manage. When he folds his arm and do that,
uh-huh.
You don't say nothing back. You just listen what's going on and take what you can get. Take all the knowledge that you can get.
Yeah.
After that day when I came home, that's when I knew that that's the direction that I wanted to go in.
Yeah.
Professional ball will be the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
When all through high school, I was playing for Portmore United, right through high school. Before I even got over there, too, when I made that decision to leave my community, which was De La Vega City, to leave them to go play for Portmore United, that was even a big debate too, cause they didn't wanna sign off on the papers to release me to go.
What's that?
Cause of previous things that happened in the past, ballers try to leave and what happened.
Yeah.
Back then it was tough. It's nowhere you could play for my community and then leave and go play for somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Just like Andre did. Right?
You couldn't do that.
Andre jumped around. He jumped around. Hey, let me ask you a question. Side note. Did Andre have the dreads? Was he a Rasta then?
Ball head.
Ball
head.
I will pay big money to see that.
Ball head. I don't know if you have a picture. With the ball head walking around. Ball head walking around. I don't know if you would recognize him.
Yeah.
Ball head walking around. You see him, he's walking around with the towel, right?
I feel like Andre should sit next to this guy.
Ball head. We'll get on another
episode. So just imagine Andre walking around. Most of the time you see him. He got like one of those little hand towels.
Yeah.
Always got one of those little hand towels over his head.
He still sleeps with a hand towel.
Always got one of those little hand towels over his head. But yeah, after that day when I played that practice game, came home, that's when I really knew that that's where I wanted to go. This is going to help me take care of my family, right? Yeah. And by me making that choice, like, things somewhat got a little bit easier where my family didn't have to pay for certain things. Like, I wouldn't have to worry about getting a soccer cleat anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all this was new. So now I'm not even a professional, but I'm feeling like I'm a professional now.
Yeah.
Because I'm in an environment that everything is organized, right? Everything is scheduled. You got to get picked up at a certain time. You miss the bus, you get fined.
Yeah.
And all of that.
It's
you know what
strict,
I mean?
Yeah.
So getting into that, and I got to saw that so early, I was like, well, I'm sweating, but I'm sweating doing something that I really love.
Yeah.
I'm not coming home complaining. The only complaint is I'm tired. And I got to go to training tomorrow. That's the only complaint, right?
Yeah.
And it still ain't even a complaint when you think about it.
Yeah. We got a a random question to ask you that wasn't on our list of questions to ask you, but I think the fans, the listeners want to hear about this. What about the schoolboy soccer game that happened against Andre? It's the Manning Cup. What can you share about that a little bit?
Yeah, so all right. I know who asked this question. I'm going to give him the spotlight, too. So, fast forward from me being 13 to being at the senior year of high school, right? First time I'm going to finally go back to my hometown.
Yeah.
To ball. First time. We got the entire community coming out, right? But it's the thing is, at the same time, where he went to school was right in my community, was right there, right?
Whoa.
It was so I had to walk by this school every day.
Yeah, respect the hood,
to
bro.
To go to my. So all right, I'm coming. He balled out, to say the least. We ain't gonna give you too much information, but he did his thing, right? Ended up losing the game 2-0.
You guys lost.
We lost the game 2-0 at home.
I know where this is going.
Right? We got to see them again. They got to come to my house now. They got to come to my house now.
Yeah.
There's one solution. Because, see, everybody in America know Andre is the left back Andre.
Mm-hmm.
When he left Jamaica and I left Jamaica, I know he was a midfield player.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not a defender.
Yeah.
So
he had to come across here for a minute, right?
Right?
Yeah, he had a...
Boom, he's a left midfielder. Good left midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call him Camodino?
Yeah.
Right. You don't rush in. Got to give him that. You rush in, you're going to get something. Right? I told them they didn't want to listen. I did. I told them. Right? It's a few players on my team that got embarrassed. But those players that got embarrassed.
Did the game stop?
Round two.
Did the game stop when they got embarrassed and everyone was like,
well,
oh.
He couldn't stop it because the ref's still going. But you look over to the left in the stands, it's going crazy and the noise is loud, right?
Yeah.
Fast forward to when they came back to our school now. Who they embarrassed got told something and they got programmed. You don't leave.
Yeah.
Ask him if he showed up that day. The sunshine didn't come out that day for them. 0-0 was
zero,
the score.
Zero.
The sunshine didn't come out. I think I hit the post that game. From a free kick that game.
Did you give him the swoosh?
He never came close because he knows.
Yeah, I know about the
they
swoosh.
They know. The swoosh is nothing to be... To mess around with, I'm telling you.
I think some of the players in USL,
I've had some
USL
bad
got a little bit.
Still in my life,
yeah, got some good swooshes.
Not even to go into in depth on them.
Yeah,
some bad swooshes. There've been some bad swooshes.
I kind of want to move further in this. What is there a difference in level playing in Jamaica than it is here in the States? Is it rougher? Is it technical?
Yeah.
Like,
so
can you kind of laugh because you're a defender too, so you get a lot.
So
of these,
over here.
Yeah.
It's more, it's more technical. It's more, not saying that players in Jamaica don't have technique, but there's a system over here as kids somewhat. There's a system over here that the kids go through that they learn certain things, right? The tactical part of the game is different as well.
Mm.
In Jamaica than it is over here.
In what sense?
It's more organized over here, right? Where you can write up on a board a game plan, right? And each player knows their job, and you can believe in them players to put them out there, for them to go out there. This is your job, do it. In Jamaica, you have that. This is your job, do it. But then, it's more so you got other players that decide, maybe if I do this and that, and not think about the team.
Yeah.
So it's a yin and yang, and then in Jamaica, it's definitely more, like, harder. It's rough. The game is fast-paced.
Yeah.
Fast-paced. It's going, the tackles are harder. The calls. So it's like there's almost like a, it's kind of hard to, like, put them together because there's like a balloon over here where in America, you can do certain tackles. In Jamaica, the tackles that you see going in, you think red card, and then they might
just get a talking to them.
Yeah, right?
Like I was playing over here. It's a Nike field, and I was playing 11-11. So I took 1, 2, 3, and then the ref, like, the play stops. Some Jamaican guy has the ball. I take it away, and I do some weird shit. And then the ref blows a whistle. So I'm walking back. This dude, like, woof. Yep. And I was like, motherfucker. But, like, that's why I'm like, when you said it's faster and it's harder, it's like, mm-hmm. I don't mind, you know, like, yeah. when you play in the streets, you have to go through everything. But like, that is cool though. Like, like, even when they play internationally, mm-hmm. they're like,
you can tell they're rough.
Like a follow through tackle over here is going to get you a yellow card for sure. Yeah. A follow through tackle in Jamaica, once you hit the ball first, no matter what happens after, nothing's coming out of it.
But it's, I think that's what makes tackle. Him playing, like, playing street, uh-huh. though. Yeah. Like, even watching you and Andre play, mm-hmm. street, it you have a lot of good Jamaicans who are good in the street scene.
That could come over here and bowl up.
Yeah.
Because you guys in the indoor leagues and stuff, too. That could come over here and do work.
Is Jamaica has a futsal, like a national team. I know they do. Are they any good at all?
And I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the futsal, but I know about beach. I know about beach soccer. We're really good at beach soccer. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
That we are good at. I know that for sure. We are good at that.
Yeah. But that's.
Well, yeah. And but what's the last thing I wanted to say on that? But it comes down to be more focused.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you got a lot of, you got a lot of good players.
Right.
Even so, MLS, I guess Maddox and all those guys are good.
Yeah, I mean, what I was saying, I think that would probably be the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
The level of focus.
Yeah.
For the full 90. Because when you look at this, you go in the Caribbean and, like, in the areas where the setup is not as good as other places.
Yeah.
The lack of focus
is
greater than when you come to America, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you move from America and you go to England or you go to Germany, it's a different level of focus as well, right?
It gets.
So you see over here, they might be focused for 80 minutes. You mm-hmm. go over there, they're focused for the 90 and the stoppage. Mm-hmm. And until when the whistle is blown, and until they walk off the field.
Yeah.
They do everything that they supposed, because it's everything. It's not just the 90 minutes. It's everything.
Yeah.
All right, what you going to do when the 90 minutes is over? Are you just going to run in the locker room? Or are you going to give appreciation when you lose? Or are you just going to run in the locker room?
Yeah.
Or are you going to show them that thank you for coming out here? Mm-hmm. So it's the level of focus, I think, that differentiate.
Bro, what about... level. Okay, so this is funny. So, like, you guys were all sitting here laughing at me because I'm so stressing out and this and that. But you guys walk in here, you and Andre from Jamaica, and you're just so, like, relaxed. Is it a culture thing?
I could tell you a little secret.
It's definitely a culture. It's definitely a culture thing.
Yeah, just super relaxed.
What's that one thing we always say? As cool as the wind blows. And that's a saying that even a little baby will tell you in Jamaica.
Yeah.
It's floating in the wind. It's no stress. All right. What you gonna do? You gonna stress and kill yourself? Or you gonna live, and while you're living, let the stress take care of itself. Rome wasn't built in one day. So how are you going to figure out that one problem?
This turned into like a meditation podcast where Brenton talks about stress.
It's a conversation. That's what the podcast is. We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, and I think that's something people need to learn how to, like, I'm trying to learn that. Like,
like you get the problem, right? It didn't. Yes, all right. The problem happened just like that. But guess what? There's a lot of things that happened that led to the problem that took maybe like a month that led to the explosion over here.
Yeah.
And then guess where the stress comes in when we think that we can just fix this explosion now.
Yeah.
You thinking about now, you ain't even think about the first few steps that could even get you started to get you to figure out the real stress and to figure out the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Does that help you as a pro? Like, just being not as stressed during training, games, and all that?
Because things don't always go your way. You could be playing the best ball of your life.
Yeah.
And you could be sitting on the bench, or you could be in the stands.
Yeah.
Right? And you go out there and you work. Nothing happens. What are you going to do? You can't go home and say, man, I'm stressed, so I'm not going to training tomorrow. Well, you not going to train tomorrow can cause your contract.
Yeah.
Cause your contract with the team that you're with. And then there you go. You start a bag of stigma on yourself already. So they're going to say, well, he's a bad pro. If he doesn't play, he's not for the team. He's all for himself. He doesn't play.
Yeah.
He don't even want to be around his teammates and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So you talked about Andre a bit. Like, how did you guys officially meet?
Officially, man?
And you have any crazy stories that could be told?
Let's hear it. I want you to be raw with it, man. If you gotta use certain words.
We officially
use your words.
Because this is
the
thing. All right, this is the thing. Like, we're close. We're close, right? I'm destroying Pee-wee's life right now.
Yeah.
We're close, right?
Wouldn't be the first one.
Or communities weren't like that close where you could like walk to where it's like a everyday setting type of thing where you're chilling every single day.
Yeah.
But guess what? We already established a relationship. So all right, let's start about how we met. Boom. We have this competition every summer that each parish in Jamaica
and parishes
parishes community. In Jamaica would be like a state in America, right? So each parish in Jamaica gets to pick a U13 team and a U15 team. They hold these massive tryouts. And St. Catherine is massive. Mm-hmm. There's people coming in from all over, right?
Yeah.
Come down there to try to get a spot in this 20 or maybe 22. This is a lot. I'm talking about you get on the field first day, you don't even have room to even do nothing. There's not enough space to even do nothing, right? Break it down to where we get down to the nitty-gritty now where the squad got picked. And I had already knew somebody that he went to school with.
Yeah.
And that person initially told him, hey, there's a little kid over there from where I'm from, good player, so-and-so, right? And he was on the U15s, and I was on the U13 team.
Mm-hmm.
And we practice on the same days. Sometimes we would even play against each other, right? And that's how we met. We met playing on St. Catherine on the 13, and he was on the 15. And then we ended up being on the same team at Portmore United.
Yeah.
We ended up being on the same team at Portmore United.
Yeah.
And then it just kept on going where we ended up being on the same U17 team in Jamaica for Jamaica, U21. So even though we weren't chilling every single day, we were playing ball together every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day, right? And then we came over here to America, ended up on the same team. But us.
Which team was that?
Orange County. We ended up on Orange County. What's one of the things in Orange County that was every time after practice, we step out of the car, is one thing that we would say, milkshakes on who? Yeah. Right? You say milkshakes on who? It's one name that sings right with it when you say it. Milkshakes on who? Kiamo. Sings right with it, right?
Yeah.
So every time he got to buy the milkshakes. If somebody say it first, it call this day, they buy the milkshake. So here comes confusion at the time. No, I buy the milkshake, you know. Every time we want to buy a milkshake. No, I buy the milkshake food today. Now, next one, milkshake on Brenny. and then it started getting like passed around. Like,
yeah.
Then you got Trevin, you got Don Loss, and you got Strings. So then it got passed around. But
yeah.
Are these the Chick-fil-A milkshakes?
Mm-hmm.
The ones you were telling
cookies
me about?
Cookies and cream.
And now look at him. He's straight vegan.
Now
he won't even touch those eggs.
That was then, huh?
Every time I go to Chick-fil-A,
that was
then. Let me get a superfood salad. I'm like, bro, that thing is like soup. That's one bite.
Superfood salad. At least him once was.
We love Andre, man. Andre's a good dude.
Big bro. Sometimes want thump him in a back I made, but
my youth.
He big bro.
When you guys were traveling with the national team, like, how was it? Like you guys, you guys say that there's no stress, but did you feel some kind of stress once you're like, oh snap, like, I represent my country now?
So. Of course. There's well, it's not stress.
Pressure?
Not pressure either. I'm gonna explain it just like how the coach explained it at U-20s. Because I didn't, when we played U-17s, we played games, I didn't travel. Because I was always younger than them.
Yeah.
So when we played U-20s was when I got the chance to travel with them. They were older. And I was the youngest one or the second youngest one on the team at the time. And I got to travel with them to Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
The last round of qualifiers to make it to the World Cup in Egypt. I'll never forget. All right? And what the coach explained to us, he was like, if y'all don't have butterflies in your stomach, that means you ain't ready. If it's not even a little one going on in there, that means you ain't ready. Because it's no way you can go play these games and you don't even get a little bit of excitement. It's not stress. So it's the same thing. It's the same kind of feeling you get in your stomach when you get stressed out and then you start panicking. It's the same type of feeling when you're like, you get nervous.
You're about to record a podcast,
man,
with Brenton.
Or you're excited. You get excited. So it's the same thing. You get that little thing, you take that and you turn that little excitement into something else.
Yeah.
But me being one of the youngest ones in there, it was an amazing feeling, to say the least.
Yeah.
But one of the proudest moments was when I got the change when we sang the national anthem.
Yeah.
That was one of the That was the last game of the tournament. Me being the youngest one trying to fight for a spot, any spot.
Yeah.
Didn't
even
matter. This A spot, let me put the jersey on even to go sit on the bench. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
At that point, it didn't matter. Because that process was so crazy. We had went through so much. We had missed so many holidays from families, like Christmas, New Year's. We missed a lot. We went through a lot.
Damn.
And to get to that point, it was a job well done, but not to the extent that we wanted to.
Yeah.
We wanted it to.
Because
we needed to tie the game, and we lost to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, stress.
You need a
though.
Tie, right? And just what I was saying, no matter what you do, you can do whatever. You could be playing good.
Yeah.
You still won't play. I was sitting on the bench, and I watched them put the other. We were supposed to play with five defenders. I watched them put the other defenders.
Yeah,
I was like, wow. And the coach came to me after. You know, he said after, if you had a knife right now, you cut me. Not even blood would run out. You can't even guess what was going through my mind, to say the least.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Like, what is that?
Hmm?
What does that mean?
That's him giving me pity, saying I should have put you out there to play, and I didn't.
Dang.
Shit.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Regret.
Yeah.
He regretted it.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy, man. That's deep, though.
Yeah, no.
That's super deep. That's like...
I imagine that.
I'd be like, yeah, you should have.
Took it on the chin and kept it moving.
Yeah.
Like I do.
No, that's cool that he at least admitted that to you, you know?
Because a lot of coaches won't.
Yeah, a lot of coaches.
Because I think they know everything.
But you got to remember, too, that there's a lot of snakes out there, too, that will tell you that just so you can think what you just said.
Yeah.
So you feel like, oh, yeah, he came up to me and he told me this. But do you really know what is going through his mind?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
So, woo. Man, I like this question because I actually asked them before we started the podcast. I'm like, how did you guys meet Ochiki? Like, how did Ochiki.
I should have worn
the gray original shirt.
Yeah. My original gray shirt. Mm. So here I am on Twitter.
Twitter or Instagram?
No, that's where I found it first. Here I am on Twitter.
You're on Twitter?
I guess we are. I don't really use Twitter.
Yeah.
Here I am on Twitter. But when I message him on Instagram. Mm. I don't know, Twitter, I'm looking at it. I'm like, what could I find about this thing?
Yeah.
Right? What's the old cheeky thing all about? Going through.
First of all, what did you think about the name, Old Cheeky? Mm-hmm. Did that catch your attention? You're like, Old Cheeky, what the hell is that? You know?
You know what? You know what?
Oh, because when I first met Sean, like, or the guys that were rocking some gear at Venice, I'm like, what's so cheeky? What was your impression of the name? You know, like,
so I've never asked him that. What caught me when I had OG faith in football?
Yeah,
faith in football was what got me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once I read as much as I could, grasp a little. I sent him a message and I told him I want to meet up. Let's meet up and talk about what this is. Instead of, all right, let's go to messages. Yeah. Let me get a shirt.
Yeah.
Or let me do this. Send me a package.
Yeah.
Before you, none of that even came up.
Yeah.
Let's meet up and see what we can figure out to spread the word through the football, mm-hmm. right? And at the same time, I was doing something in Jamaica where I was bringing back cleats and I was doing all them random stuff, right? So finding somebody else that literally is doing the same thing that's so close to me, why not take... I literally took a leap.
Yeah.
I'm happy I did took a leap.
Yeah.
Because it's a family that I'm in forever now, right? When I sent that, they were wondering... How do you even find it? Well, that's what a little bit of searching could do.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of searching, you could find the right persons, right?
Yeah.
But the whole thing that caught me was the faith in football and the things that they did, like the feeding. They're not asking for nothing. Mm-hmm. They're saying, just help. They're not asking for none of your money. They're not asking for none of that. They just want to help us give it all away.
Yeah.
And I was already... trying to give back, and they're doing it on a big scale, so I thought it was the best thing for me to do, to get on board.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that they even got me on board. We met at what's that little cafe at
In Irvine.
In Irvine, what's it called?
I forgot.
A bakery.
It's like a
Corner Bakery. That's the name of the spot.
Yeah.
We sat there and we had paninis. I could never forget. And that's a long time ago. We sat there and we had paninis.
Yeah. That's a long time ago. It was crazy. So when we first got a message for, I still have that. I took a screenshot. We still have it. Long time ago, we got a message from Brenton, and this is like when we first started, kind of like I was telling you, kind of testing out the waters of the company and all and so forth. But we got a message, and then where I was like, what? Because one of our buddies was like, you should go into the USL and try and get guys to wear your clothing and to promote and stuff.
Yeah,
but. He hit us up and it was like, Brenton, like, what? Like, I had to, like, kind of double check. I'm like, is this real or is this fake? Like, what's going on?
Love gassing me up.
But, so.
He fainted.
Sweaty palms and everything.
He was stressing out already.
Stressing out. Brenton's over there, just relax. But, so we set it up and then I came out to Irvine because you were playing with the OC Blues. And we just kind of talked and then kind of moved from there. And I haven't gotten rid of him yet. Been able to get rid of him because he's he's too much of a good guy.
I try my best.
Yeah, I try. You know what? It's kind of funny, though, because it's always like, for some reason, we attract the Jamaicans, man. We got another Jamaican here.
Yeah, I was going to say, how the hell do you guys get Andre on board?
I mean, look, I watched Cool Runnings as a kid, but I never expected
just spread the wings. Just
all
spread
these
the
Jamaicans.
Spread the wings.
No, but yeah,
we're going to have a Jamaican community.
Dude, so many of us too. It's Dane.
It's Brian. We have Brian. Who else? I think Strings, right? What's his
Strings
name?
Strings is there.
Yeah, he's in.
Well, everybody, Caesar, they ain't going to have to call Caesar then because Caesar's going to say, oh, cheeky.
Yeah. Right. But that's kind of funny you asked about the name, though. Because I think.
I want to ask you this question.
Okay.
How did that name
come about?
The old cheeky.
So this was a while back. We as some of you may or may not know, we play FIFA every single night.
Who's we?
It's who's myself, we? My brother, who people don't know, who's owns the company and is a big part of this company, Andre, and we got some other people.
For the record, people, they want me to come here and play center back. And I'm a center back in real life. Tell them I'm going to be a striker if I come and join this FIFA family.
Yeah, but the problem is...
With the record.
The problem is he has to adjust to the way we play.
Wow.
Because Andre, when he first started playing with us, he was doing this stay off sides and would run back on sides in the runs. But now he's scoring bangers. So anyways, that's another story. So
episode two,
right?
Derailing. It's fine, a little bit.
But so we were playing FIFA, and something came about where, like, I think it was either myself or my brother was like, "Oh, that was cheeky," and then it kind of just started being used as a word. And now, if you like, even in FIFA now, they even have like the cheeky chip, and then you hear like guys like Stu Holden say that was cheeky, and it's just kind of a word that's being used now that's actually used in Europe. To express like, oh, that was something that you wouldn't see. So that's how the
trademark that.
Well, it's all right. Yeah,
you already trademarked.
It's trademarked. Don't even try. Nah, but yeah, it was just playing FIFA, man, and it's kind of funny because people sit and like they're like, well, that I always get people like, that's a weird name. This is this. Like, how does that? You know, I'm like, I explain the soccer side, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, and then I sit there and I tell them like. You know, it's not your like nice cool name, but I can guarantee you're gonna remember that name because it's kind of funny in a way and it's different. So, yeah, that's kind of how that name came about. But
it's good, it's a perfect name though. It's
that's kind of the history of Brenton and Ocheeky. And
that's cool, man.
Yeah,
like that's cool to hear. Like, I was interested in hearing what was that about. You know,
yeah,
because. Yeah, it's just cool that people come together just for several different things, but the ball and serving others is just something that connects a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's dope. Well, cool, Brenton. You have anything else you wanna say?
Oh, we're balling tonight.
Oh yeah, we're balling tonight. 7:30.
Where's the? Let me. Where we at tonight? Where we at tonight?
Hawthorne Memorial.
Hawthorne Memorial. 7:30 to 9:30.
Yeah,
we'll be out there. Catch us out there in the streets.
Yeah, don't get swished by Brenton.
Don't get snow passing out megs.
Don't get megs.
His camera just happened to go down when I was issuing out megs and flipping out. Flipping it over
first
people's
all,
head.
First
his camera
all,
went down.
Oh, okay. It wasn't my fault. There was bad lighting there.
Wow.
You see, now the light.
Well,
over
now
here,
the light.
There's stadium lights.
Bro,
that's where we're going.
It's nice. Yeah. You're gonna like it. But yeah, if you guys want to know, we are at Hawthorne Memorial Park every Tuesday, 7:30 to 9:30. Brenton won't be here next week, but if
anybody's
comes
live
back
right
or,
now.
Yeah, if anyone's live or... comes back around, you get to ball with him. Andre's gonna be there.
California's home.
Ice, all these guys are gonna be there. So yeah, and for those of you that are listening, stay tuned for the next episode because I think it might just be Camo
Dino Andre. Himself, people.
Andre Campbell. But yeah, stay tuned, guys.
The Elder Rasta.
We'll see you on the next episode, guys. Later.
Bless.